This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are officially 18 days away from spring. More like 18 days, 14 hours, 43 minutes, and 20 seconds before spring hits us. Nobody's counting down or anything, right? Now, before the break, we were talking with Julie. She had a few questions. So I know we were finishing up with the question, but let's, Julie, what else were you looking to find out from us?
Spots on the hydrangeas.
Spots on the hydrangeas, right?
Yeah, they were brown spots, and I know you had mentioned overwatering or watering above the getting water on the plants, but they all had it.
Yep.
And I wasn't, and some of them had actual holes in them. So I picked them off. I did what you had suggested last year, but is there any way I can prevent it from happening this year?
Well, so there are holes, like perfect circle holes in the center of it, or they're leaf, or they're like...
Leaf.
No, on the leaves, but like, is it in the center of the leaf, or is it the outer edges of the leaves?
No, it was the center. They okay. Turned brown, and then they had holes.
So sometimes what that is it's a, it can be rain. Rain hits the leaf, it sits, and then the sun comes out. And what it does is it burns like a little hole in it. It like magnifies the heat right into there, turns it brown, then goes to black, and then it will fall off. So a lot of times with a hydrangea, what I suggest doing is thinning it out a little bit, right? As it's growing, kind of take a look at the center and see if you can cut back some of the leaves that are lower so that the air can flow through it easier. And allow it to dry out. And when I say dry out, I don't mean the base of it. I mean the leaves dry out so that if you're watering or it rains, the sun doesn't hit it and create spots like that. Or if the sun doesn't come out and the water just sits there and creates like the fungus. The other thing that it could be is if you're starting to see like pinholes in there, there could be a type of insect on there. What I'd like you to do is be, attentive to the hydrangeas and take a look at them and see if it starts to happen again, which it happens a lot on hydrangeas. See if when you move in the leaves back and forth, see if anything flies out, right? Or anything's along the lines like that. It could be mites. It could be something like that. Take a look at, where the bud comes out or the leaf structure comes out from the stem. Take a look in where it meets there and see if there's anything hiding in there.
These are young hydrangeas, and I planted them a year ago, and they're not big. They didn't have a lot of bloom, and I do get they get morning sun.
Okay, what type of hydrangea are they?
They're the blue hydrangea.
Endless summer, maybe, or like
endless summer. Yeah.
Okay. So that could be part of it. They do like they'll take the shade. Maybe they need a little bit more sun, but I think you're fine with what you're doing as long as it gets to at least 4 hours of sun.
That's about it. Yes,
yeah,
that's
so
about it.
The other thing that could be happening, right, is say it rains and then the sun doesn't hit it all day until the next day.
Yes,
it's not going to dry out as easily, so that could be part of what's going on. So do those couple things. Thin out a few leaves on the underside that you're not really going to see above, but so that air might be able to flow through a little bit. Also, prune out some of the dead as it comes through, as you're seeing it. And then just water from underneath, which, you know, is the best way to do it when it comes to anything. And if you're
a soaker
hose would be perfect. That's the best way to do it. And just remember, you don't have to have the soaker hose on every day for a couple minutes. If you can get it so it's deeper soakings, where that soaker hose on each one kind of sits there for like 15, 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes on each plant, that'll get the water deeper into the soil, which will allow the root system to grow deeper, and it won't rely on you watering as much. It'll be able to get its own water long term.
Okay, very good.
This will be the year you'll start to see some more growth on them, on those hydrangeas as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it might start to get a little bit leggy, and that's when you can kind of prune it back and condense it, get that size you want, and get to thinning it out.
Okay, sounds good. And when can I transplant roses?
So you can do it either early in the season, like around, you know, once the ground can start to be taken out, or probably like in the fall. You could do it after it flowers in the spring if it's one of those styles. I'm not sure what type of rose it is.
It's that hardy rose bush that
the knockout rose.
Summer.
The knockout rose.
Yeah.
That's a stronger one. You could do early this spring, once the ground starts to be ready. I'd use, when I transplant it, use some of that Biotone starter fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help with the transplant shock. Just try to get as big of a root ball as you can handle, okay?
All right.
Because that's going to get the most roots out of it. The other thing, get the other hole ready to go. Not that the, you know, 5 minutes is going to have less of a transplant shock, but getting it right back into the ground is better than letting it sit out in the sun, maybe dry out a little bit. Those roots are exposed. We want to get it right into the ground so that it's not just sitting there drying out.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good advice, and I thank you very much. I really love your show.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Stephanie is in New Hampshire.
Stephanie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I
have a couple of questions that are closely related.
Okay.
I'm very interested in starting to grow some forsythia plants from some cuttings.
Okay.
I have an area that's about 30 by 30. Whoever planted these, I don't know how long ago it was, but there has to be at least, I'd say, 15 to 20 plants that they put close to one another. So it's all grown up into this very large mass mound of forsythia. And so I'm looking at it, I'm going, there's a lot of money there.
Yep.
I want to, like, cut some canes back and start some new plants. So I'm wondering, do I cut the cuttings after they bloom this year? And do I just put them into individual, I don't know, like 3 or 5 gallon buckets with soil or some type of sand mixture and wait for them to root? And then once they're big enough and strong enough, plant them in something a little bigger to be able to sell.
So
I'm not sure when I should do it.
So what I would do is I'd wait till after it flowers, but I'd want leaf buds to start forming as well. Because when it's flowering, it doesn't just automatically have leaves on it right away, right?
Right,
so
right.
It's going to take some time, but you want the leaf buds to start forming, and you want them to start opening a little bit,
okay?
So from there, there's a couple methods that you could do, depending upon you know, what you want to look at. Excuse me. So you could take the cuttings and then put them right into soil, right?
Get with or without rooting powder?
I would always use rooting powder myself.
Okay.
On this method of putting them right into soil, right? Mm-hmm. So what I would do is I'd cut the stem. And then on the bottom, I'd take a little bit of the bark, just a little bit off on the bottom part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a half an inch or so. What I would also do is take a razor, like a blade, and just cut up the center of the stem. Not very far, maybe like an inch or so up,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're trying to produce more roots coming out of there. Then, if it's not wet, I'd wet it a little bit, and then I'd put it in the rooting powder.
Okay.
When I say wet, I don't mean like dripping wet, just damp so that the powder has something to
stick to.
Yeah, exactly, right? Then I'd put it right into a nice, like a starter mix. Not something that's like a heavy soil,
mm-hmm.
but something that would have like more perlite or vermiculite or just like a lighter mix to it.
Okay.
Into the soil, okay?
All right.
Compact the soil around the base of each stem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, get it ready. We're going to go to a break here. And I know I want to give you the other methods as well and a little bit
right,
more information.
You.
I just don't want to cut us off. So
all
hang
right,
tight
thanks.
For me. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back in a couple here.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Stephanie in regards to propagating some forsythia. So we had talked about going from cuttings. One of the things I'd like to see you do with the soil medium before you place the forsythia stem into the soil is water the soil first. Okay. So water the soil first, then place the, put your finger in to create a hole. Put the forsythia stem in there, then compact the soil around it.
Okay.
So that, so that it stays in one spot. Now, a couple other things you can do. Say you cut them and you can't get to all of them into containers or whichever. You can get a damp paper towel and wrap it around the cut that you had and leave it there for about 24 hours to give yourself a little bit more time. You don't want it to sit in water too long because then it won't, it could rot out, that type of thing. There's There's one other way that you could propagate the forsythia, and it's a way called layering. This is one that you don't have to get new pots or anything like that. You can actually, when they're growing, and this usually, so we're looking like June or July, okay, is when the best time for cuttings is as well. You would take a branch that's on the forsythia, bend it over to the ground, and take it, so you have about 10 to 14 inches of a branch that isn't touching the soil after where you bend it, right? Mm-hmm. You could put soil over that area where it's bending on the ground, about like 4 or 6 inches. Then you could actually dig a hole too, so it's closer, so it would be ground level. Mm-hmm. Fill that over, leaving basically a cutting sticking up, but it's still attached to the main plant.
Right.
Put something on top of it, maybe like a brick or a rock or something, just to hold it into that soil. Mm-hmm. And then you'll notice in about 4 to 6 weeks, it'll start to root itself.
Okay.
From there, you cut the branch where you had stuck into the ground. So before it goes into the ground, cut it back. That main plant will have it, and then the other one would be ready to transplant as well.
Okay.
And that process is called layering. It's just another way to do it if you just want to do it outside. The cuttings is the easiest and most efficient way to do it. Again, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for the roots to really develop the way you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to check is just pull on the cutting just a little bit. If you're feeling resistance, then it's starting to root. If you're not feeling resistance and it's been like, you know, 3-4 weeks, you might want to try and cut it again or try a new cutting.
And does it matter how many branches I put in the pot? Can I put enough in so it looks like a pretty plant already? Or is that too? Would that be crowding it too much?
You might crowd it a bit there. I might look at doing like 3 in a pot. Maybe not doing a lot of them, because if they all start to develop and get really thick, mm-hmm. then you're getting something that it's almost the same as what you're trying to cut it back from, right?
Right. So, well, yeah, it's a monster.
So try maybe like odd numbers. Maybe 3 or 5 would be the max that I would go. And, you know, because the other thing that happens is it's not always 100% that everything's going to make it. You know, there's that percentage going into something that you're looking, all right, maybe one of these stems isn't going to make it. So that brings it down to 4 or 2, right? So that's how I would do it. I wouldn't go any more than that. I just think it might get too like overgrown too quickly.
And the other thing is these canes are really, really long. So when I cut the cane, you know, from the ground, how far up, I mean, how long do I make the cane?
You can make them about 10 inches.
All right.
Honestly, they can be 10, 12 inches. You don't want to go too big, because mm-hmm. when it gets too big, you're trying to get water all the way to the tip of that branch without roots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it's that 8 inches in the fresh cut, you'll be able to absorb water like a cut flower.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's so much longer, it takes more for the water to go up, and it's not as easy to develop. It can be done, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I like to see them in like, probably the max I would say is about 18 inches.
I had a real quick follow-up.
Sure.
Do you have time?
I got about 15 seconds before the break. If you want, you can hang tight again.
I will. Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
So hang tight for me, and then we'll answer that on the other side of the break. It'll be about 3 or 4 minutes. So everybody stay tuned. Hang tight for us. I know there's a couple more callers on the line. We're going to get to you right after that.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun, and use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is the decisive winner of South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary.
We just won, and we've won big because of you. And we are very much alive.
Bernie Sanders coming in second and remains the Democratic frontrunner overall after his earlier wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg vowing to keep going despite finishing poorly in South Carolina. Businessman Tom Steyer is suspending his campaign.
And honestly, I can't see a path
where I can win the presidency.
The death toll from the COVID-19 or coronavirus is approaching 3,000 worldwide. There are now more than 70 people inside the United States who have contracted the virus, and one person's died of it in the U.S. That was announced yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Join on the line. Stephanie has some more follow-up questions that we'd love to get to. So, Stephanie, what was that follow-up question?
Okay, so there's a possibility maybe in the next 3 or 4 years I might be leaving this property. And I have a hydrangea, a magnolia, and a lilac, especially the lilac that my mother gave me. I'd like to take that same advice and see if I could propagate them. Is that possible?
So, yes, you can definitely try and do some of the same things. But again, I'd wait till the leaf structure started to form on those plants.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can get a little bit more. The hydrangea is going to be a little bit harder to do, like the lilac. You said lilac, right? And the magnolia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those would be a little bit easier to do with propagating via cuttings. Okay. The hydrangea, what type of hydrangea?
It's an actual standard.
It's a standard?
Tree. Yeah, okay. It's a tree form.
So those, so you can take cuttings from them to try and get to root. Takes about 4 to 8 weeks for it to do.
And do I take pieces of the sucker plants that grow at the base of the lilac? Is that what I'm taking for a cutting? No.
No, you want to take from the standard part of the tree itself, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to see you cut those suckers out at any time and get rid of them. Because
I usually do. I just wasn't sure if I could use those instead of just throwing them away, if there was a way to propagate the suckers.
You could try and use them, but the thing is it's not going to be the same form of the hydrangea. A lot of times with the tree, sometimes they'll graft them onto other types, so you might not get the same exact.
Okay, and I can't use the suckers for the lilac either?
I mean, you can try, but it's not going to – they're more of water sprouts. They're not really going to develop into much for the plant itself.
Okay.
So that's why I would go with more of, like, the branching structure that is more established and better off.
And if I do I'm sorry. If I do end up leaving, how soon would I start to get that ready to be able to take it with me, you know, in a pot so I can restart it in the next property?
A lot of them need about 4 to 8 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks to start to develop root systems.
Okay.
And you need it to be leaf structure of them. So you want, you know, it's going to depend on the season, what time of the year you do leave. But you're going to need to have at least 4 to 8 weeks prior, just so you can get them established and going.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your information. I really appreciate your help.
No problem, Stephanie. You have a great one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we have a few other calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kate is in Mayport, New Hampshire.
Kate, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Well, my husband and I have a little backyard garden, and we're trying to figure out when to start some things for it. We love to start seedlings in our window. But we're especially unsure of when to start hot peppers. My husband loves to plant a lot of different hot peppers.
Okay. And are you saying, like, to grow them outside or start inside?
We like to start them inside, little seedlings and seedling trays with a big window that we can put them in. But we just never quite know when to start them. It seems like we wait a while and then we start them, but then they aren't really ready to be picked until it's almost too late.
Okay. So what I'm doing in the background here is one of the websites that I have found that is the best when it comes to being able to know how when you should start it inside is Burpee. So the Burpee website is awesome. But what I want to, just as a little explanation, do you have any type of hot pepper that you're looking to do that you would normally do?
My husband does a lot of different ones. Every time we're somewhere, he finds a seed packet and, you know, plants a couple of that type.
Let me take a look at, like, the hot habanero pepper.
Sure.
Okay. So that one, for example, it takes 95 to 100 days to mature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying on this website, it actually has when to start indoors and then when to transplant. It is saying to start indoors between February 22nd and March 7th. So we're right on time for when you should be doing it
right now.
My husband was right.
I had said we should wait. So.
Well, so in a way, if it was seedlings, you start early. But if it's not seedlings, say it was plants already growing, you'd be right because you don't want to go outside until like May 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, because that's when the last frost is about. Depending upon which part of the New Hampshire, if you're in the southern part, it's going to be closer to the 20th. If you're in the northern part, it's going to be probably closer to like almost June 1st. But but what I would suggest doing in this website, you know, taking a look and just, you know, typing in peppers, they'll come up with the hot peppers as well, give you the different styles. And if there are certain ones that you know of, it actually gives you when to start planting them, when to put them outside, and gives you the fruit size. It gives you the date to maturity, and will also there's one other, the product details of it, like what you need for sun, how wide it's going to get, how tall it's going to get. Things like that. It'll also tell you the type, like if it's a habanero or if it's just a sweet pepper or that type of thing. So I like to use this website as, you know, my guide. So I kind of give it the right amount of time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll have a lot of fun looking at that today. And it sounds like spring.
Yeah, it's actually
closer than we thought. So that's good.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, when I first looked at it, I was just looking for some information to tell people about. But then as I dug deep into it, it's just cool how it has. You'll see when you click on one, just scroll down, it'll show a growing calendar and everything to do. And all the different seeds, it'll even tell you when you can transplant in the fall and do outdoors in the fall or indoors in the fall. It's really cool. If you're a plant person and you have little gardens like that, it's just like a, you know, it's a little geeky thing, but I love it. That's it just gives me so much information there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. Can you tell me that this is a hydrangea question,
okay.
And I'm not sure how to say the name. It's Macrophylla.
Yeah, it's a macrophylla.
Yeah, what type is that? Like, is it hardy for the Cape? Or?
It is hardy for the Cape. But it's one where a macrophylla is one that blooms on old and new wood.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a variety after the macrophylla? Does it say, like,
No, it doesn't. I just have hydrangea and macrophylla.
Yep.
That's it. Oh, is it usually like a...
No, so that's the genus and species. That one is just a deciduous hydrangea. A lot of times it's got a lot of times it'll have like the purple or blue or the pink flowers versus the white. They'll have bigger leaves. The flower will be rounder. It won't be like so that's the style.
And so would it be good in shade or sun or both?
So I like to keep this type of hydrangea with some shade, okay, so that it doesn't burn up as quickly and it doesn't dry out as quickly. I see it as taking, you know, part shade, part sun. So,
okay,
you know, we could be looking like an afternoon shade, maybe like after 2 or 3.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. And then if I wanted to transplant it, when's the best time?
So you could do it early before anything started to develop. You could do it late in the season after it's starting to go dormant. Sometimes people will do it after the leaves start to push out or after it's done flowering. But depending upon the variety, some of them will bloom all summer. I like to do it early in the season before it's really pushed any growth. But say you were to go into a garden center, right, and they have all these hydrangeas in containers. That's kind of like transplanting as well. It's just you're digging up the roots. So if you're to transplant it from one spot in the yard to another spot, dig the hole for the other spot where it's going to go first. Get as big of a root ball as you can for that hydrangea that you're moving. Use Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's a granular that you mix into the soil. It's going to help with the transplant shock. And then get it in there and water heavily. Okay, the hydrangeas have more of a fibrous root system, and so they will dry out quicker, and they'll have more shock to it. So you don't want to transplant it when it's really warm, warm for a long period of time. So that's why you don't do it in the summer. So you can do it early spring when the temperatures are cooler. You're starting to see some bud development, that type of thing. But when it's nice and warm, don't move it. Kind of just leave it where it is.
Okay, because actually I went to Mahoney's yesterday in Falmouth, and so they had, I thought they had some, I was looking at all different plants, but so if I got it in a container, like when could I plant it, like this spring? Like what's the temperature that it has to be?
So what I would wait, the ground needs to be at least 40 degrees temperature-wise. If it's something that's flowering, you need to watch the temperatures as they go during the night so that it doesn't shock the plant if it's too cold outside for, like, frosts or things like that. Did you get it in the greenhouse there?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes, and I'd have to look at, I'm going into the Winchester location later today, and I know I have some of those, but sometimes the early forced hydrangeas that are brought inside don't always rebloom the next year. I believe this one does because they've come with so many different varieties and styles lately that you can do that. But wait until it's a little bit warmer outside. And being on the Cape, you're going to be warmer than I am up in the Lowell area earlier. So you could be looking at beginning of May, end of April, middle of April.
Okay. All right. Okay. And how high does it get?
So depending upon the style, but they usually range between like 3 and 6 feet tall and wide as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all the information.
No problem.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got to all those calls, so we're about to wrap up the show here. We got another segment after this one, so stay tuned for that. We'll wrap up, talk about a few of the things that we talked about, including that soil test. I'll remind everybody how to get that free soil test, because I got tons of emails this week wondering how to do it. We'll say it one more time on the next break, so stay tuned to that. Other than that, we're going to take a break. We'll see you in a couple.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Garden Club. Last segment of the show, so we're going to wrap up a few things. I did mention that soil test that I want everybody to get out there and get from Natural Alternative. So we have a free soil test going on with Natural Alternative. You can get it on their website. The best way to do it, you go onto their website at naturalalternative.com. From there, you click on All Products. Scroll down to where you see Soil Tests and Equipment. Then click on Soil Test Kit. You'll add it to the cart. Then when you get into the cart, it'll say, if you have a coupon code, please enter it here. That coupon code is going to be Soil Test. That's the coupon code that we're looking for you to enter there. It'll then bring everything down to zero. And you'll see that it'll be free for you. So, excuse me. Again, it's naturalalternative.com. You go to their website, look for soil test. You type in soil test, all one word, as the coupon code, click update, and it brings everything to $0. If you don't want to go online or you don't have a computer and you can't get to a computer, you can call. You can call them at 888-546-5941. Again, 888-546-5941. And they'll be there. You can leave a message today, or you can be there, call them Monday through Friday. Victoria will probably be one of those ones that will answer your call. But just mention you heard it on the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you can't remember what the coupon code, which is soil test, is, they'll be able to take care of you and set you up during the week here. So what they'll do is they'll send you the soil test kit with, it's a bag that you would put your soil in and instructions on how to take the soil sample. That way you can send it back. They will get it tested and send you the information. Great thing about it is all that information, they want you to call them to talk about it because they're going to help explain it. You can get a couple pieces of paper and look at it and say, okay, there's a bunch of numbers and letters and symbols. What do I do? Well, Natural Alternative wants you to talk to them. They're going to help you go through that and give you a few answers for it. So definitely something I would suggest doing now, even if the ground is still frozen where you want to go. Call and get the test kit sent to you so you're ready. So you don't, you know, think about it later and then it's not free any longer. And it goes back to the $24.95 price. So right now that soil test is free from Natural Alternative. Another side note on the show today, we mentioned earlier today, for those of you who receive our newsletter, thank you for opting in to get it sent to you. But do realize that every article is written by my father. There's not enough time of the day for me to be writing these with two little ones, full-time job. Plus the radio show. I can't write these at this point in time, but my dad has written tons of articles over the past few years. By few years, I mean a lot of years. Going back to he wrote articles back in the 70s for the Patriot Ledger back in the day. But all these he's had for years upon years, so we're reusing them for timely information. So there was an article this week about potatoes. The article was written by my father. When he was talking about potatoes, he was just saying how he put a potato in my grandmother's casket when she passed away because she loved potatoes so much, and it was just something that they had going on together. They just enjoyed it. Well, we've been getting a few emails just on condolences for my mother, but my mother is live and well, doing great, enjoying herself, still running the company like always, and, doing everything she can to help us out and make us successful. So I appreciate it because this means that people are listening and reading the newsletter. But she's still alive and well and doing great. So just wanted to pass that along. So I appreciate you reaching out, but she's doing great. All right, that'll wrap it up for today. I thank everybody for calling and listening. Some great stuff going on. We can definitely see spring is around the corner. We're at it with 18 days, 13 hours, 52 minutes, and 20 seconds. All right. Be good, everybody. Get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.